beginnt kein Daten, sagt das Bob mit Zedav Tess, beginnt mal, beginnt Tess Master, beginnt die Mörder, Mischer, Mannig in. Okay, sounds like those can no more work, aber Rachel Blei. But you see that writing will not be as a valid king, as the Gemara was positing on the previous stuff. Which traces Tim, it's a wonder, because Manali, where does the Gemara get this from? Dylan may be known to the contrary, Koshkin Rachel, for sure that the king is going to work when he's writing it. The toughest paper, it's, he said this far, because he's holding on to it, not just leading it. And Imisham the Shaida, and if it's because, oh, it left it out, didn't mention it, what? Otuba called Duchti Tana Kula Kinyam. You think in all places the Tana says all the Kinyam? Many times we find that it doesn't mention all the Kinyam. How is that a riot? What's the diuk that Racha was not a kin? And Hashem says, what you can say is the Mishnah is Seir Kedaik. It's from the wording that we are making the inference, because the La'avin of Elisnin, we should have said them together, and should have said, Shnaim Shle Moishkin Oman Higin. Two people that were pulling it or leading it, whether with the camel or the donkey, and that's it. From the fact that it has extra wording, obviously coming to tell us, it's coming to exclude if it's writing. And that's what the Gemara asked after that. Well, I'm listening to that. You see that this is the point that the Gemara is making. Well, it should have said it together. And that's the dig of the Gemara. The Tempter says, he's going to say, wait a second, how do you know that it's coming to exclude Rachav? You're right, obviously the extra wording is coming to exclude something, but Dilma, Hodle, Vinu, no, maybe just that it didn't say them together, it's Kedei Lashmin, is coming to let us know, the Meshicha, Rachav B'Kamal, that pulling it is the norm for a camel, and leading it is by a donkey, and that's why we're saying them separately, not mixed together, and Vafalachi, even so, and that's a Chiddush. That when you pull, if one's pulling and one's leading, a gamal by a camel, we're not going to say that. Oh, it's going to nullify the meshicha, the orcha, the gamal. That's the norm of the camel. Esanaga, the leading, the lav orcha, which is not the norm. So the donkey the opposite way. And that's actually what it says after that. That's why it says that. To clarify this idea, but first I have to tell you what's the norm, and then to tell you that, oh, one's not going to be bigger than the next. But it's not going to exclude Racha. So what you can say is, Kivin Shesh Me'enum, since it's letting us know, Shemeshich Lanaga, that by pulling it or leading it, Shneim Kanu B'Gamal B'Chamor, both of them acquired by a camel and a donkey, if it would have been Larvinim L'Sinim, like we're asking, Pshita, then we would know, obviously, She'inach M'Vat L'Chaveri, that one of them is not nullifying the other one, Mishum the High Orcha, the High Lav Orcha, because, oh, this is the norm, this is not the norm. Because it's telling us that they're both acquiring. Ab Masnit Mashmeinu Shaper, but in our Mishnah, oh, yeah, that it would be telling us very well, She'im M'Vat L'Rachov, Manik Baraglov, where it's not going to nullify someone who's riding and he's leading with his feet, as Manik L'Chodei, the one that's only leading it, Fishyesh Barachav, because the Gemara had said this far, that you have by one who's riding, Kol Mashiach B'Manik, whatever the guy's leading, but Oy the Tabasban also is holding on to it. So that's in our mission, it would be applicable that to say that idea. So that's what the Gemara says this far, but over here, the Gemara has a good diuk that, you know, why would you lose by Larvin? But listen, you wouldn't lose anything. You would know one's not about the other one. And because one doesn't have anything over the other, both equal. So must be Rachav's not Kana. But in regard to Halacha by Mishnah, oh yeah, once Rachav, oh, then you would have thought to say, like, you know, he has Manik and he has his toughest law. Oh, then I would have thought to say that it would be Mavatal, the other one's king. Makes this master begin the Gemara. Yehoch, if that's the case, Larvin will listen. Okay, then it should have mixed it together and said it together as one. So Tzai says, Lafima the Sakat Aitach, according to what the Gemara assumes, the Rachav Kani, that riding is a Kenyan, and Meshicha van Haga, and pulling it and leading it, Bim Gamal, Bim Chamar, whether with a donkey or with a camel, the Midu Kana. So when it says this is how it acquires it, so what's it coming to tell us? If it's not coming to exclude Rachav, exclude some other kinyan, a Rachav b'makamanik, or riding in the place of when you're leading it. But in general, then no, Rachav would be kaina if it's not b'makam of a manik. So it's either excluding a b'makamanik or excluding some other kinyan. Next test master begins the Gemara. If that's the case, Hanya Yehuda. So wait a second, it's exactly Yehuda, which so obviously the Gemara says must be chatzad lekani, that's the difference between them, and one of them is not acquiring both ways. Which places on a much like Shui Megufa, really the Gemara could have asked from the teaching itself. Because the Tanya said, or if one of them is leading or one of them is pulling, obviously the Bechad Sad Kani, obviously that There is one of them that it's either or, that one is only going to work and that the other one both will work. So from the wording itself, you see this, and you wouldn't have to come on to say, oh, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. So let the one that's writing acquire also the reins. Now, Taisa says, if the text is ihachi, if the words are, well, if that's the case, if those are the words in the Gemara, which is the girsa that we have. So this is what the Gemara means to say. I mean, it's based on what we said before, and this is what the Gemara is asking. If you're going to say that it's not talking about where he's leading with his feet, and the reason why the guy was riding acquires animal from the top is because he's holding on to it, not because he's leading with his feet. Oh, so that would make sense. Like that he's not going to acquire the reins because by movable items. Like the reins, it doesn't apply the kinyan of the reins, either by lifting it up or by drawing it, by pulling it. Now, obviously, my Rabbi, but if you're saying like the Gemara just said that we're talking about leading with his feet, like the Namaseda, then he should acquire the reins by Meshicha Zabema by doing Meshicha by pulling the animal, which he's doing with his feet. That is, I mean, if we say Mashal Bema, meaning Tosi explains, is really based on what the Gemara says on the base. If you say Moshech Bein Mezu, that do Mashiach on this animal, Kani Kirim Shaleha, and acquire the vessels on it, Kani, you do acquire the Lekaman, which the Gemara on Amud Beis Mebailan asks this question, E Kani, E Loi Kani, do you acquire or not? The Gemara essentially saying, Lifshid Ma'achad Le'mahani, well, you should resolve from here that you don't need Na'kaina, as that's what the Gemara is saying, well, you should acquire the Meisera with the Mashiach that you're doing on the animal, but that's only if we're saying that the Rachib is that he's Manik Beragel. And that's the Ihachi, because that's based on what the Gemara had said that we're talking about with Rachel Baragel. Next says Master begins the Gemara Bashar and the rest, Lakana Leza Blaza. Yeah, the rest of the reins, neither one acquires it. Now, Bafilla, Yamrina, Mashach Behema, Bakana Kilm Shalal, which we just referenced, the Gemara Amid Bey says, if someone says, hey, pull the animal and acquire the vessel on it, Kana, you do acquire. So the question is, so why is the rest not being acquired? Hachabi here, Kivin, the toughest Bemeser Lakani, since the guy was holding on to the reins, he himself doesn't acquire. So Rachav Nami Lekani, so if the guy is riding the animal, which although that's the case, that's a lach of Mashiach, and then you claim the on that's on it, no, he cannot acquire it. I mean, like we said, because Adaiti the day Agba, the guy who's lifting it up the other end, he's lifting it up for himself. He doesn't acquire it. So you think the guy who's riding the animal is gonna acquire it? He can't. And therefore that's why the rest is not acquired by the Rachav. Makes this must have been the Gemara. If you don't say this, Talis Shachetz v'Chulu, a Talis that's half on the pillar, half on the ground, etc. Which takes like Sas Joshua. It's a little bit difficult. Mandali, where does the Gemara know this? Shalo Yachlik or Bavav? Is it? Who said he wouldn't disagree in this case? He's saying, oh, in that case, we could prove that obviously this halach is not true. Which Rashi explains. He says we don't find any time that makes such a differentiation. But he says, well, based on Svara, why would we say he would not disagree in this case too? Yeah, it's the same idea. Next test must have been the Gemara. Hayol Yochel Anatko Leviatzli. Since he could pull it and bring it to himself. So he says to him, it's a wonder. The mashmid sounds like the imnitka, I mean, the whole svar is based because he could pull it, so he acquires it. Sounds like that if he did pull it. Shekhin of chulu that, oh, then for sure he's going to acquire the, either it's chulu or that's kula, he's going to acquire the whole thing. Because through him, it was lifted up above 3 tefachim from the ground. That's his taisis, the maish, number why is this different? The onimanaka bereshah zayis, the gemara getting up, the tesma base brings. If you have a pauper that's knocking down the olives in the top of the tree to get these olives. Halacha shema gezel, really there's no problem about theft. Elmei dachah shalom, don't because it weighs a piece. Prim pega gezel kamas, so to him, baba kamadav, tzadachasim enav, tis dimaslo v'hanmili, they discuss, zazorik selah shal chaver liyam. Someone throws someone's coin into the seas, but it's exempt. And the mukil, the murder explains, tomah v'da'ad yaduye, that he knocks his hand. Now, obviously, we don't consider significant what it lifted up through him, because it's going to end up falling, just like the case of the olive, because it's going to end up falling. So you see that because you pull something and it's above 3 tefachim from the ground, doesn't make it yours. It's only because they're dach shalom and you're not chayiv when you have something elevated above the ground because it's going to fall. So here also it's going to fall. So how does that help? Rishon says, "What you can say is now the Shana Ocher is different. Shetayf is be Yodai. because he's holding in his hand echad min harosh, one of the heads. Since it's in his hand, that has a different loch in contrast to those two cases over there. Or inami, another part you could say is halcha ayir, it's dogmat. When you pull it off the pillow, it's not so long. No, you could hold it and it's going to be hanging and it's not going to be on the ground. Now, it says to Vashili Shiloh Akan, the end of Perak Shiloh Akan, Chulnaf of Memal, and there's a coming Gemara says, Zil Tarif Akan. Okay, go knock on the Dovka. Look, Binu, that you'll cause it to lift up. Look, Ninu, and you'll acquire it. So, wait a second. It's not in your hand over there. I thought you said from these two rice, you brought that when it's not in your hand, then you don't acquire it. So it says, no, Hasam Nami Hukbal Yoda Yaser, this is very important, Mimashay Tchila. There, you're causing it to be elevated more than what it was in the beginning. Because it caused it to flutter a little bit higher up. Oh, if you acquire, even if it's going to end up falling down, because you caused it to go higher. Whereas this case, you didn't cause it to go higher, and it's not in your hand if you don't acquire it. Next test must begin with the words of the Gemara. That's the case. That if it's riding in the city, so why is it that he's not going to acquire? So says Taisus, Igar sin ihachi, like the Damascus Taisus says. Which obviously that means it's based on what we just said before. It's not a question on everyone. This is what the Gemara is saying. If you say loy mayri b'manik b'raglov, you're not talking about where he's leading with his feet. Okay, I understand why in town you don't acquire by riding it. It's not really going because of him. Why? There's people that's talking. There's many things that are manias that get in the way, and therefore it's not going to be going because of you. Eliyamrin, but Manik, but Agla, but if you say it's going where he's leading with his feet, and Kinder, that's the case, Azlamach will say, Duvi, definitely going because very much. When you kick it, it makes it go. So then the question is, the question only according to that Mandama, so why are you not being kind of in the ear?